Of course, Thursday morning does mean one thing, though, and it is time to chat, not news. Truly one of my favourite segments. Taking a look at the things that have been making headlines that really should not have been, drowning out some of the legitimate headlines of the week. And Jeff Field from the newsroom is in with us now. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. In budget week, I got to say, this is going to be one of my favourite segments. Ooh. I'm not mentioning the budget. I'm not mentioning the usual suspects, Donald Trump, Brexit, etc. Yet this is where we have serious, stupid, bizarre stories that have been in the mainstream news that, in my opinion, shouldn't have been in many cases. And we finish it off with some stories that didn't get mentioned that I think should have. Does that make sense?
I'm with you. I remember the very first time you did this segment and it was like a little pressure valve had been released. You're like, Kardashians, I hate them so much. It was hilarious to watch.
Oh, look, if you've just tuned in, I don't hate the Kardashians. Oh, well. I just, you know.
I'm sorry.
They're not one of my favourite families. Let's keep it at that. Look, as I've tried to avoid this test because it's such an emotive subject and the allegations have surfaced almost a decade after the King of Pop's death, but questions have been raised about the dates of alleged sexual abuse given by one of Michael Jackson's accusers in the documentary Leaving Neverland. Jackson's biographer Mike Smallcomb has revealed the train station at the singer's Neverland Ranch was not built until 1994, right? So 1994. But in the doco, the accuser, James Safarchuk, claims he was abused from 1988 until 1992 and was molested in a room at the Neverland station. So the he said, she said story continues, a very serious subject indeed, but I don't know if we'll ever know what happened. The Jackson estate are claiming that this is basically people trying to get money from them after Michael Jackson is dead and buried. And it just seems it's the story that won't go away. So I thought I would mention that, that Finding Neverland documentary certainly created a stir. On a lighter note, a cheeky new trend is taking over in the Booty Booty National Park in the United States.
I see where this
while
is going.
Flashing your bare derriere.
Yep, I could see that coming.
Tourists and bushwalkers are stripping down to reveal their very own body as part of a daring new social media craze that's taking over Instagram, we're being told. Now, it's not clear how long ago the trend began, but it's definitely popular among the younger generations who appear to do it for likes on Instagram. But be warned, the risque photo is definitely not for the faint-hearted, as it has the potential to get you busted with your undies down. So please don't Google search this until you've had breakfast.
I mean, I'm sure, like, a booty booty sounds like something that probably means something in a native language.
Yeah.
But that just was always going to happen, and wasn't it?
You can imagine the tabloids this week have been having so much fun
with
that particular story. Look, she rose to fame for Where the Bloody Hell Are You? Advertising campaign. Now it's being reported that Lara Worthington, or Lara Bingle, as we knew her, has rocked another unique outfit on Wednesday as she flew into Sydney Airport for a jewellery store opening. The model-turned-businesswoman is scheduled to appear at an event alongside Kendall Jenner later this week. Now, I have no interest in that family, as we just alluded to, but apparently she's Kim's mum. Can you confirm that, Tess?
No, the mum's Chris.
Oh, who's Kendall? Kardashian?
One of the sisters.
Oh,
one
right.
of the sisters.
Okay.
Oh, one of the half-sisters.
A half-Kardashian sister.
There's Kylie and Kendall are the half-sisters. Right. There we are.
Who's the transgender? That's Caitlyn.
Caitlyn is I think all of their parents. Don't ask me.
You're listening to 2SER and you're listening to Not the News. Just let's get that clear, right? Let's get one thing clear. Not the news. Now, I think it's time that we highlighted some stories that, in my opinion, have been overlooked by most of the media in Australia. First, Canada's Prime Minister has kicked two MPs out of his party's caucus after they accused him of meddling in a criminal case involving an influential company. Jody Wilson-Raybould and Jane Philpott had already resigned from Justin Trudeau's cabinet, citing their concerns over the so-called CNC-Lavalin affair. Now they've been expelled from Mr. Trudeau's Liberal Party months before the general election. The controversy has cast a shadow over Mr. Trudeau's leadership. Andrew Scheer, the leader of the opposition, says that the Prime Minister has betrayed justice by removing two corruption whistleblowers. Now, that has kind of gone right under my radar.
Yeah, wow.
I only ever hear good things about Justin Trudeau, like Jacinda Ardern, but I wasn't even aware that there was this corruption scandal in Canada.
I had seen a couple of headlines, but really only having been picked up by like the BBC. Yep. And I think maybe the New York Times had an article on it, but that was it. I'd seen maybe two articles saying that were headlines, something along the lines of, you know, the scandal that could bring down Trudeau.
Yeah, this is major news. It's across all of the Canadian websites. Mm. And I just noticed it yesterday. I've got to be honest, for the first time, we tend to get swamped with US politics. Yeah. And of course, good old Brexit, which I said I wasn't going to mention. But so very interesting times with a general election coming up in Canada. And earlier this week, institutions that fail to sign up to the National Redress Scheme for Child Sex Survivors should have tax concessions and charitable status suspended, a parliamentary committee has recommended, after warning the scheme is at serious risk of not delivering justice to survivors. A damning unanimous report supported by the opposition crossbench and government members contains 29 wide-ranging recommendations, including restoring the maximum payment to $200,000, as recommended by the Royal Commission into institutional responses to child sexual abuse. The federal government controversially capped the scheme at $150,000, denied access to redress for people in prison or with serious criminal convictions, and initiated an assessment matrix at odds with the Royal recommendation. So there's one we'll keep an eye on here at 2SER, Tess. I must also check on the Royal Commission into aged care. That has really gone onto the radar thanks to the likes of Pauline Hanson, the budget, and other stories that have grabbed airtime. But I think we must not forget that Royal Commission is continuing, and also the redress controversy. They're two stories that are too important for us not to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. And that's one that is not going to go away either. It's a Royal Commission. It's going to go on for a few months. We can't let it get lost.
No. And look, the Banking Royal Commission, almost every night on the news, commercial news or the ABC, across the websites, we had the revelations coming out. People were shocked and horrified. There are just as many revelations coming out in the aged care inquiry, but it's gone conspicuously quiet, which worries me. So I think it's up to us journalists to start digging down and keeping an eye and looking at the exposés coming out of the Royal Commission.
Absolutely. I've Googled the Kardashian family tree if you want to know.
I need to know.
Okay. So they've all got the same mum. That's Kris Jenner.
Right.
Then there's the older lot, which is Kim Kardashian, Khloe, that older subset, right. And they are the ones who Caitlyn Jenner is their parent, and then the younger two are Kylie and Kendall. They've got a different parent, but they've all got the same mum. I'm not going any further into the family tree than that, but I've worked it out.
You know, it takes me back to my time at another radio station. Okay, well, that was not the news and what should have been making news, and now I know who Kendall Jenner.
There we are.
Jenner.
We're so all over
Thank
this.
Thank you, Tess.
Thanks, Jeff. Great. Jeff Fields with Not News for another week, taking a look at some of the things that have been drowning out the headlines and taking this place of things that probably should have been in the headlines.